Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Bleu. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting third. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Arlie Tarbert. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Wally Shaner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dell Lundgren. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dell Lundgren. And now, play ball. Lou Bleu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bleu takes first base on ball four. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bleu moves to second. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bleu scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Heilman moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill takes first base on ball four. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Heilman moves to third. Fothergill moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead strikes out. The throw from Bassler to pick off Rogel, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavener. The throw from Hoffman to Rothrock and they have Tavener trapped. The throw over to Toth, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler takes first base on ball four. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Blue takes first base on ball 4. Basler moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Basler moves to third. Blue moves to second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Arlie Tarbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarbert strikes out. Two outs. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Heilman moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fothergill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heilman scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up towards third. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rothrock fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Basler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Basler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dell Lundgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundgren strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lundgren can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehringer. the throw from Hoffman and he is safe. Gehringer steals second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 2 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tarbert. Mainisch reaches second base with a double. Blue scores. Gehringer scores. It's 4-0, Tigers. Frank Bennett now pitching. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rothrock fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rogel strikes out. One out. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0 for 1 in the game. Flagstad hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Reagan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Rothrock goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 Tigers. Arlie Tarbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Tarbert hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tavener hits a line drive towards first. Toad catches it and steps on first to double up McManus. Two outs. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Basler takes first base on ball 4. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Basler moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaner hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Toad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toad is 0 for 1 in the game. Toad hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a pop-up towards third. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rothrock for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0-for-2 in the game. Flagstad hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rogel moves to second. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reagan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Rogel scores. Flagstad goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Tigers. Grover Hartley pinch hits for Arlie Tarbert. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Tobin now playing right field. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bennett can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Art Rubel now playing left field. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 0-for-2 in the game. Shaner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mainisch throws the ball into Tavener, who tags Shaner trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cleo Carlisle pinch runs for Fred Hoffman. Moze Egert pinch hits for Frank Bennett. Moze Egert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlisle moves to third. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Moore now catching. Jack Russell now pitching. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Basler hits a pop-up towards short. Rothrock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Whitehill strikes out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Blue hits a pop-up towards short. Rothrock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McManus. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Flagstad hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got 1 RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin takes first base on ball 4. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shaner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tobin moves to second. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-3 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to third for the out. Shaner moves to second. One out. Red Ruffing pinch hits for Bill Moore. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shaner tags and moves to third. Two outs. Danny McFadden pinch hits for Jack Russell. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tote. The throw from Basler and he is safe. Tote steals second. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.